We are with Maya Kemati from the Réunion Island. Thank you so much for joining us on KONM today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me in your show.
Okay. Your music is so particular and unique of the Réunion Island. I was wondering if we can share with our listeners, why did Maloya rhythm become a protest music in your country?
So there are two kind of traditional music in Réunion Island. There is Maloya, which I'm live through it, you know, and I really love it. And there's a Zega, which is more folkloric. So there's these two kind of music. And Maloya is really part of a slavery heritage. It's our kind of blues. So in Réunion Island, we have like mixing cultures from Africa, from India, from China, from Madagascar. And I'm all of that, you know. You can find this mix in music, but you can find it in food. You can find it in, of course, in religion. The Maloya, it was a way for the slaves at the time to communicate between them, to call ancestors in religious or sacred, I like to call it sacred, ceremony from Madagascar a lot. And in the late 70s, it was the government at the time. We had some issues in the society in Réunion Island because of unemployment, because of apartheid also in South Africa. It was like really close to us. So there's some people who wanted to, you know, talk about that issues and not only about the beauty of the island and the mountain is beautiful and stuff. And so these people just, in fact, it was my parents have been part of that. And they did like really, really care and really, really strong message on Creole, on Maloya. But the Maloya was not forbidden. The Creole was not forbidden. It was the communist party. I don't know the word in English. My English is not so good. I'm so sorry. But the communists took the Maloya on their side. So it was not the Maloya who was forbidden. It was the communist reunion. But the Maloya was part of it. So the Maloya was, you know. And so the Creole, and it was dirty to speak Creole and stuff. So all this was kind of mixed. Today is like it's not forbidden anymore, and we have the right to go on stage, and we can share the message, and we can talk about what we want. So it's a beautiful, you know, evolution from slavery to censure, to the stage and the right to say what we have to say in Maloya.
You are one of the few Maloya female singers. Yes. Why is that? What's going on? Is it something that's happening with the music industry? Is it about also something that's happening with this rhythm particular in the Réunion Island?
I don't know. I'm Maloya is part of my life. I took a long time to understand that, really. But as soon as I understood that, I will never let it go. and I will always work hard to keep it evolving or in the Creole language or in the music. But yeah, it's really difficult to be, it's not difficult, I mean, to be a woman in that music, it's not that common. So
are you accepted in Réunion Island, or is it better to be outside to be able to develop?
No, it's okay. It's okay. But as you said, we are like a few to do it. Christine Salem, we came here a few years ago, of course, but there's also Nathalie Natiembe and a lot more that I can talk about, but we just it's new, you know, it's new that we take that place. But if I don't talk about Maloya, if I talk about music in general, it's women in music in general, it's like really hard. You have to. See, I mean, I love my musician, I love my production, and everything is going great. But the fact that you're a woman in that, I mean, I'm working always with four, five guys on the road, and sometimes you just have to be the boss, you know. So. But it's not the thing with the musician. The musician totally understand that. It's the society maybe that don't understand really much how a woman can be so. I just know what I want, where I want to go. That's it. I mean, I've, and nobody will stop me on that.